going to be maybe, if it's not too confidential, the thought process behind Ben Cousins?
Yeah, that's fine. It's a fair question. Look, Ricky Dixon rang me today, and I spoke to him the other day, and I think Ricky said this publicly, and that is that when the time was for us to speak to Ben Cousins, he was nowhere near being an AFL footballer again. And it's only been since St Kilda snubbed him or didn't pick him in the draft that Ben realised that the world wasn't going to come to him, and therefore he went hard to be picked up by Richmond, and we saw that that was obviously an 11th hour decision, and 1 minute they say they're not going to pick him, next minute they are. And thank God that he has been picked up, and we wish him all the best. We sincerely wish that he does well and that he is able to be rehabilitated. We went through and we've learned from due diligence and the pubs and things like that. We went through an exhaustive situation. We went into the process wanting to recruit Ben Cousins. Mick Malthouse has known, recruited the kid. I'm bleeding hard from way back. I thought we had the capacity as a club to be able to give him the best opportunity to play football and rehabilitate. But all things being taken into account, including the editor of the Herald Sun telling me that had we recruited him, they would have put two reporters full-time on the case, day and night. He is a recovering drug addict, and I don't know whether we're better than Odyssey House. We try to think we can do a lot of things. We took into account our playing list, we took into account Ben's age, we took into account his injuries, and we took into account our list and what we wanted to do with it. And when we considered all things, we decided not to take the option. And we wished him all the best.